He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Things are definitely heating up here. It's between 110 and 114 every day. Haven't had rain in, months at this point. And the crazy thing here in Arizona is the water, the groundwater, gets so hot from the sun. Even at night when the sun goes down, it might be 114 during the day, and at night you'd think it would cool down, but it actually doesn't. What happens is it gets you don't have that the sun beating on you, but it's still 100, 102 degrees at midnight. Pretty hot. But the water, if you go to take a shower, it's warm all the time. You never have any cold water until September, October. I mean, it's crazy. But in any event, we are on show 363. Very strange and interesting gadget today. There's no question about that. Let's take a peek at it. And it's just one of those things on the internet that you got to be leery of and you got to be careful. This is one of those things that falls in the triple question mark area. And this is it here. It's called the Fun-O, F-U-N. Projector, and actually it's the Fun, F-U-N-A-V-O, the Fun Avio, just call it Fun Avio Projector. And it's an interesting device, to say the least. It comes with a beautiful white remote control, and it will do all the things that you would normally want a projector remote control to do. It also comes with a cable that will fit in the back of the projector. We'll take a look at the connections in a minute. This is the old school projector, the old school jack, if you will, that's going to give you, it's called the AV connector. So it's going to give you red, yellow, and white. And of course, the yellow is for the video if you have an old monitor. I'm talking old. And the audio is going to come out of the red and white here. So this is called the old AV input connector. You don't see these much anymore because, quite frankly, there's very few monitors left out there that take this connection. Same thing as that, connector like the VHF's connector. But on the back, this is what's fairly interesting. On the back, as you can see, there's the power cord. That definitely comes with it. And we'll unplug that for a second there. We don't need that. But it has its typical on and off switch, which is all good. And right here, interesting things. It has an HDMI. So this is 1080p, an HDMI input. It also has a USB port input, which means you can take a stick or a USB drive, put it on here, load your movies, your audio. Typically, you'd want your movies in here, your MP4s. And by the way, you know, if you're using an external device, I always like to have my movies, my videos in the MP4 format opposed to something else. And the reason for that is it's just compatible with pretty much everything out there, including the iOS. You know, sometimes you get on a plane or you want to watch a movie and you have it as an AVI or some other format. So what I try to do is convert everything at the end of the day to MP4, and then it's pretty much compatible across almost every platform. That's real important. So we do have the USB port here. We have the HDMI. Right here, you can't see it, but maybe you can. Yeah, here you go. It's a jack for the headset, and also you could use this as a line out. This does have a built-in speaker, and it does work fairly well. It's not going to blast the room out, but you can definitely hear the sound. And again, it's not super loud, but it is functional. If not, you can come out of the headphone jack into an amplifier or even into a sound bar, and it works quite well. Over here, this is where the AV jack is. So if you want to plug this crazy thing in here, this is where it would go. And now you have the left and right, red and white for left and white, left and right audio channel out. You also have the yellow for the video. I don't know anybody who's using this. If you are still using this jack, it's time to get a new monitor. Yeah. Okay, so we'll pull that out. Now, over here, this is really interesting. And I don't know if you can see it, but right here, this is where it gets its remote signal from, right there. So that's that. And then last but not least, it has an AV. It has a VGA jack, so there's still a lot of VGA monitors out there, so you could plug this actually into your computer monitor if it still has the VGA platform on there. So a variety of different input jacks here, and they all work well. Furthermore, on top, again, it's very functional. You have manual control for focus. You have back, you have the on and off switch, and this is a keystoning effect here where you can zoom in, but you can correct for fisheye, and that's a very handy feature. Up here, let's turn this around this way. This might be a drawback, but if you know what you're buying and when you see the price, you'll understand why. This does not have a focus where you can just control it and make the picture wider or smaller. It doesn't do that. The way it does that is with this turning of this lens here, and this actually moves the lens closer or further away to give you a wider or a smaller video view, if you will. And last but not least, there's a control right here, a push control, where you will turn that, and if there's any image correction to be done, fisheye, if it's larger on the bottom than it is on the top or whatever, this will kind of flip the picture and scale things out so that your image is nice and even. So there's a ton of features on this. Also comes with a nice lens cap, and you want that so you don't scratch the lens or worse than that, break it. Very light, feather light, no question, just feather light. Very. I don't think this weighs 2 pounds. So that's pretty much what it looks like. It comes with an instruction book that's fairly robust, if you will. Now let's take a look at the website and get some of the specifications. We're going to go on to the Amazon website here, and this is what it. Well, let's. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Excellent. Let's get my picture up there. You want to see me? There you go. Excellent viewing experience with the new upgraded LED light source. This projector is now 20% brighter than previous models. This is going to give you a 120-inch projection, 120-inch 12-foot screen, and you only have to be, I have here, 8.2 feet back. So what's happening is your projector is here, 8.2 feet approximately. Later, you're going to see your screen, and it works fairly well. Versatile movie projector. We talked about the HDMI, the AV, the VGA jacks are all there. What's nice about this, and it's fairly interesting, is that you can actually use this projector, okay, right off your smartphone, yeah, or your tablet. Because all you need to do is come out of your smartphone, whatever it is, and just connect it to the HDMI jack, and right off your phone or your tablet, you have a portable projector. So this is a very versatile device, very light, very portable, and tons of options in the back. For the most part, you're going to be using the HDMI. That's what I would imagine, and that's what I actually use. Now, here's the thing. You can read up all the specs on this, and they're all there. They're all laid out nicely. And here's the funny thing about this device. What I have found, and when I first turned this on, I turned it on in my studio here. And I got to tell you, I put an image in it. I put this actually on my iPhone and played a movie and put it on the wall. I got to tell you, I was shocked. A flashlight puts out more lumens than this does. I could barely see the image. It was washed out. It was brutal. I mean, brutal. It was so bad that a firefly put out more light than this. It was so bad that I don't even know how they could sell it. I mean, it was like a piece of junk, and I felt humiliated, ripped off, and not a happy camper. It was quiet. It did everything it said. And if you go on the specs, if you look around, this purports to have, let me get that page up. Here it is here. This purports to have 1,500 lumens LED portable mini projector. But look at the price, $55. Right here, $55, if you can see that. That's a cheap price, but then I figured you get what you pay for. You get a nice projector, all the functionality that you could possibly want, but you can't see the picture. So I was definitely bummed out. And the specs on this, listen to this literature, the way that it describes it. With 1,500-to-1 contrast, and again, that's not great. Usually the good projectors are 20,000-to-1 or 100,000-to-1, but you're paying $55.99 for this. You should at least be able to see the picture. This portable projector brings you a 50% brighter. 50%! 50% of nothing is nothing, and a sharper image than other comparable mini projectors on the market. It's an ideal projector for your home entertainment needs, not recommended for PowerPoint presentations or business presentations. That's a tip-off right there that you got to be aware of, because PowerPoint typically requires very high resolution, and even though this is 1080p, you're not going to see such great results. So that's what the website said, and I read all this stuff, and I was pretty impressed with the specs. However, when I got the actual device, I was to say I was disappointed would be an understatement. So it was so bad I couldn't even review it. It was just a waste of time, quite frankly, a waste of money. And I was going to return it, and I forgot. So it sat in the box for about 2 weeks. And I did not buy this on Amazon, and I just forgot about it. So I was cleaning up and saw the projector there, and I said, you know what, it can't be that bad. Let me try it again. But this time I put in a high-quality HDMI signal to it, okay? I did have my iPhone plugged into it the first time, and I might have just clicked something on YouTube. I don't even remember what it was. But this time I put in a high-quality 1080p movie, and I turned off the lights, and I just put it on the wall, and I kept the projector close, you know, so that the image was like, I don't know, a foot. And I got to tell you, even on a brown wall, it was pretty good, and I was like, wow, how can that be? So then I started experimenting around, and when I realized if you put a lousy HDMI signal in, although HDMI, you would think you're getting a good movie, but I happened to pick something that was not great. You know, the resolution right off the bat, even though it said it was 1080p, it was an old movie, it was horrible. I put in a decent movie, and I turned the lights off, and I gotta tell you, it was decent. It wasn't fantastic, but it was decent. It was definitely, definitely usable. So then I configured this. I very slowly focused it and moved the lens back and forth, and I put it up on the wall. Now, keep in mind, all the walls in my place are kind of like a browned cocoa color, light cocoa, manila, whatever. And I put it at 120 inches, 12-foot screen. I was very impressed with it. I mean, it was definitely usable. I could definitely watch it, and I was pretty pleased. Then I went in the garage and pulled out an old screen that I had and put it up. Again, it was dark. It worked quite well. For $59, I was a happy camper now. So, you know, some of these things, it's very difficult, particularly on a projector and on an LED projector, to really get a feel how it works. Again, if I were to turn this on right now, it's not the best. It's horrible. But when you turn the lights out for kids' movie or even you watching a movie, it works real well. So it's one of those crazy devices, so it gets even more interesting. Let's go back to the internet here, and I'm going to go on Amazon, and if you'll notice, it's available by these. This item is currently available from third-party people, which is not an unusual thing. So it's available from these sellers, so I'm going to click on these sellers. And now it says it's available for $98, so it's pretty much double the price that I paid. It's new. It will arrive in a few weeks. Okay, no problem with that. I go on another site, and it has again on Amazon. I'm searching for any kind of mini projector. Here's one for $47.99. I suspect it's very similar to the one I have based on the specifications for it, and it gets 3 stars. Interesting. If you go back and look at the Fun AVO projector, it gets 4 stars. So this device actually gets a better rating. Now, we got to find it. Is it available? So here's where I bought mine from, okay? I always subscribe to the site Deal News, and they sent me it one day, and it was $56 plus free shipping. That's a good deal, and that's why I bought it. So this deal is long gone, and if you click on Shop Now, it's going to take you back to Amazon, which I think is interesting. And now it says it's currently unavailable. It's not even available through current buyers. So I searched a little bit further. I went to Deals of America. I click on, it's $55.99, 1 penny cheaper than I paid. I click on that because I wanted to see if I could buy it. Again, it sends me back to Amazon, and it shows me that it's available from these sellers, and it's available for $68.99. But this time, it's used, but it's in very good condition. So I kept searching and searching, and now I find that it's currently unavailable. So why am I bringing this to you? One, if you could find this projector and they're around, clearly they're closing them out. What's interesting about it is they said it's backed by a 3-year warranty. I don't know from who or how you would get that. And it has a 3-year warranty and lifetime professional customer care and service and technical support is on hand. At this point, I'm unable to locate that 24-hour-a-day technical support. Not that I needed it. So where am I going with all this? If you could find this for $56 or thereabouts, $60, it's a good projector for what it is. It's great if you want to do a movie at night for the kids out in the backyard or even in their bedroom. And it's decent for you to watch a movie in bed if you want to shine it up on the wall. Clearly, if you have a white screen or a white wall, it's going to give you much better results than if you have a brown wall. But all that said, you got to make sure that you're having a good input, a good signal, a good 1080p for this to produce a good, decent image for, you know, the $55-$60 that you're paying. I don't know if I would pay $100 for it, but again, what are you going to buy for $100? So all in all, it was one of those very confusing devices that I purchased and didn't know what I was going to get. Looked at it, literally threw it in the box, and then I came back. And I'm glad I came back to it because it's a fun projector. So there you go. It's the fun AVO projector. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day. We have a lot of apps for sure. This first one is really neat. It's ISS Real-Time Tracker. What's ISS stand for? Everybody should know that. Not ISIS. ISS. It's the International Space Station. Here you will get a beautifully done app that will track second by second where the International Space Station is. You'll be able to do all the streams live from the space station, and it gives you a lot of information. It tells about the crew. It tells about where it's going to be visible. It's a great app, and it's fun. Your kids are going to love this, and it's a great family experience using this app and then going outside and actually, if it's in your area, checking out the International Space Station. Kind of neat. All right. This next app, if it comes up, come on. Here we go. This is called Find Unfollowers for Twitter. This is free. Interesting app. Find out who uses and unfollows you to block you. Discover those who are not following you back. Keep track of new followers and easily and conveniently follow or unfollow users. Enjoy multiple account support and much, much more. This is totally free. Very interesting app. This is Fast Post for Instagram. This is a great app. I use it all the time. Improve your Instagram posts and get likes from your awesome hashtags. You've got a great picture and now it's time to add those hashtags. Quick post is the fastest way you can get some awesome hashtags and generate some great interest in your Instagram photographs. It's pretty good. It got 4.6 out of 5. I've been using this now for about 3 weeks, and it's definitely increased my Instagram ratings, if you will. So, again, follow me on Instagram, @GadgetProfessor, and check this app out if you're using Instagram. It's great. Really works well. All right, this next app is pretty cool. I enjoy it, and hopefully you will or your kids will. This is called The Coloring Book for Kids and Adults. It's a very nicely done app. You could learn to paint and draw from scratch. I like this because my 6-year-old granddaughter loves this app, and it's great. It encourages creativity. It's relaxing, and it's a fun thing to do. I'm good at it for about, I don't know, 5 minutes, and then I get an ADD attack. But in general, it's a great app, and if you have kids at home, even older kids, it's a nice app. It's kids-friendly. It's safe, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. Just try it out, and I like it because it has different levels, so you can color, like, you know, like here they have ducks and things like that, but then they get into more advanced, more adult types of coloring thing where it's very intricate, and you have to be very careful when you actually color. Otherwise, you'll go out of the dots, and that's not a good thing. But it's definitely a great app, and just give it a try. I think you'll like it. Now, this next app is very interesting. It's called Dev Live. This is one of those apps where this is brand new, breaking, bleeding edge technology. I just tried it out. I haven't really driven it through its paces, but I think this app is going to be one of the next hotties, if you will. You can live stream on the blockchain. So DLive is the first decentralized live streaming and video community for you to share original content and earn feeless rewards on cryptocurrency. Yeah, cryptocurrency. So you can watch, follow, upvote your favorite live streamers and video creators from all your mobile devices. It's a very interesting device, app. A lot of people are using this now. It's very similar but different from Twitch, if you're familiar with that. So if you're a gamer, you want to check out DLive. And also, you may want to check out Twitch. Certainly, Twitch has been around for quite some time and has a huge following. This is not Twitch, but I think it's going to be an up-and-coming app, this DLive. Also, the cryptocurrency aspect of it is very interesting. Cryptocurrency is, the Bitcoin and all those cryptocurrencies, it's an extremely volatile situation. You got to be real careful when you're investing in that. It's not for the faint of heart, for sure. This next app is called Sojourn. It was released and unreleased, and now it's released again. It's free. It will work on all platforms. And what this is it's a journal, and it's free. It's simple to use. It does a fairly decent job. There's no question about that. But I have to tell you, if you're interested in journaling at all, the king daddy of them all is Day One. I've mentioned this several times on the show. They have a free version. They have a paid version. Day One, I can't say enough about it. It's one of the most enjoyable apps that I use. And basically, you can jot down some notes, how your day went, where you've been. You can incorporate pictures, photographs. It will populate over every platform there is. And I love looking back from 6 months, a year ago at this time, see where I was, see what I was doing, and see what was going on in my life, things that were bugging me, things that were not bugging me, things that were going well. And just check a year back, or even 2 years or 3 years, as long as you've been using the journal. I really find this extremely rewarding using this app, and definitely check out this. And I know I've mentioned it a couple times on the show, but it's definitely one of my favorite apps, as crazy as it sounds. And I would never think that I would actually journal. And I don't spend a lot of time. I might not do it every day. I might spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes on it. It's interesting to see where you were today opposed to where you were a year ago. It's really fascinating, or at least I find it fascinating. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'll be back next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.